Saturday, March 9th, RIP to the great Notorious B.I.G., but we're not going to talk about him today as we usually do on March 9th. There have been two times in the last, let's say, decade, two periods of time where social media, Twitter namely, has had a forceful, is the word that's coming to mind right now, impact on my day-to-day well-being, mood, energy. One of those was most days in between 2017 and 2020, when a certain someone somehow became president of my old country. And every day was just waking up and looking on Twitter, doom scrolling, as they say, to just see what nonsense had happened. And that was a very difficult time mentally. The other time was 2021 and my foray into NBA Top Shot and NFTs and crypto Twitter. These two things are converging or have already converged simultaneously into my Twitter timeline. Because it is A, an election year, and B, a crypto bull run. So I am in a precarious spot mentally as I stare at Twitter way more than I should or one should. With a range of emotions from despair to euphoria, on a pretty daily basis. Like my timeline is heavy crypto, NFT, Web3, with a chunk of politics and, a little hip hop and fantasy football thrown in there for sprinkled on top. But the two culprits are very much at the forefront, and I am feeling it already. And we're only in March. And, considering the election isn't until November, and in the crypto world, we're still in, let's say, 25 to 35% into the bull run, which could last another 12 to 18 months. And I'm not sure how to handle it because there are things that I want to be informed on and up to date on. Interestingly enough, I was having this conversation with my wife this week, and she, is very much a, or has been always, a fight for your rights and always fight the good fight. But her take on the politics is just drop it. Drop it all. It's a fucking we know it's a fucking shit show and it's not gonna change and it's so unbelievable that it's like not worth our energy anymore. And I totally understand that perspective. It makes me think of George Carlin, his take, and this is 30 years ago, was the American experiment has failed. So I'm just gonna sit back and laugh at everyone and make jokes and watch in awe at the nonsense. And there is some levity to that approach. I don't know if I'm gonna take it, but I understand it. The crypto thing is way more of a conundrum here because the necessity to be informed and up to date in this 24/7, always on global phenomena market, there's opportunity in that, and that is enticing and exciting. However, it also gives a sense of hysteria and mania because there's always something new. There's always the next thing. There's always this dude who did 2000x overnight on some silly meme coin about a blue pillow as I stare at a blue pillow right now in the room I'm in. And then I'm like, the obvious reaction is, fuck, why wasn't I in on the blue pillow? So I'm gonna get the next blue pillow. Like it's insanity right now. And I'll talk many times into more specifics over the coming months, I'm sure. But it's tangible that I think Twitter and these things on Twitter is causing some type of anxiety, mental fatigue. It's heavy. Like I feel it physically, which is not great. So struggling with how to approach this interesting dilemma.